the whip, I'm ruthless. Yeah. Drop it off like deuces. Best friend with her.
Yeah.
Don't hit me, might just get her. Throw that to me. Me? Mr. One hit a quitter.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Ready to chop up some good game. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up. Call me. Let's chop up some good game on today's show. What we're going to do real quick, though. We're going to take that real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's Undeniable. Game.com.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Because you're a hoe.
Oh, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Elite Radio, and I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. We are broadcasting absolutely live right now from Los Angeles. And we're going to chop up some good game on this week's show, as we always do. I'm glad to be off tour. I like to shout out and thank everybody who came out to join me on the Morus tour. Phoenix, Arizona was great. Boston was great. Atlanta was great. Ohio, Cleveland. Everywhere I went was off the chain. And I'm going to be off the road for a minute. People are still trying to get me to go back on the road. I'm off the road for a few months at least. I got to take a break. All that dipping and diving and hopping on and off planes. I can't do it nonstop. That takes a lot out of you. Eating that bad airport food. My God. But it was good to really vibe with the people. I really enjoyed that. Vibing with the family. That was a great thing. Don't forget, y'all, HiddenColorsFilm.com. Hidden Colors, still the number one film. Let me double-check Amazon. Last I checked Amazon, we were still the number one film. Let me double-check. Let me take a look while we're at it. Okay, now, don't start acting up, computer. Hold on, let me look at Amazon so I don't say something that's not factual. Let me double-check and see where we are as far as Hidden Colors. Hidden Colors 4 is still killing the game. If you don't have it, you can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And you can also get it at Amazon.com. Be weary of some of those eBay sites. Because eBay, I think they try to sell bootleg copies. And people get bootleg copies and then complain to us that them shits don't work. Or that they got robbed or scammed. So the thing is, don't get them bootleg copies and then start complaining. Y'all shouldn't be fucking with them bootlegs. Get the original copy. HiddenColorsFilm.com. And also get your t-shirts and all that good stuff at TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about tonight. A lot of folks are still laughing about the Roland Martin roast. And I'm going to stall him out. I'm going to leave Roland Martin alone. I think I've made the point. I don't want to beat him up too bad. I don't want it to get to the point of bullying. You know, a lot of people want to see more of the Rolly the Boule Bird skits. You guys got to go to YouTube to find out, if you haven't heard, what Rolly the Boule Bird, the puppet that I introduced on Ustream. You guys got to go check that out. You Google that. The Boule Bird looks just like Roland. Shout out to Boyce. Boyce did a video talking about Roland, because I don't think Roland and Boyce get along too well. And a lot of people who really were just hoping somebody would get at Roland Martin. A lot of folks were just sitting back hoping, because he's rubbed a lot of folks the wrong way. And again, Roland, I'm not trying to knock the dude totally. I'm just, you know, we had to call some of the fuckery out. Speaking of Boyce, by the way, shout out to Boyce. Boyce is my dude. Now, Boyce did his video talking about the little rift between me and Roland. Now, Boyce said something that was incorrect. I got to correct my brother Boyce. Boyce is my nick. That's my dude, by the way. But I got to correct Boyce. I got to correct him. He said something that was very incorrect on his broadcast. Boyce was talking about the beef between me and Roland, and Boyce said something to the effect of, you know, he said, me and Tariq, we kind of have different disagreements, but we're cool. He said that I stated that it was a bad look to have black women on his channel. And then Boyce went on to describe how, you know, black women need a voice and all that. Now, I got to correct my brother on that one. That was completely incorrect. That right there, that statement that I said Boyce having black women on his channel was a bad look, is completely false. I got to make a public note to say that. I didn't say anything of the kind. I never said that having black women on his channel was a bad look. I never even said anything remotely close to that. I said having Yvette Carnell, a particular person, was a bad look. I didn't say anything about black women at all. I spoke about a particular person who was actually making negative comments about black women elders like Frances Cress Welsing. I was defending black women elders who put in work over somebody who was disrespecting them. So that, we got to be very clear. We can't put stuff like that out and just let it fly. I never said that having black women on Boyce's channel was a bad look. I never said anything remotely close to that. I don't even know where that came from. But Yvette Carnell is not the representative of black women. I was talking about her. I'm talking about one person was a bad look, because she, when our sister and our elder, our mentor, especially mine, a well-respected sister like Dr. Welsing passed, Yvette was one of those people who got online disparaging that sister. That was very, very dishonorable, disrespectful, and low class. And I stand by that. Yo, me and somebody in the chat room, yeah, Boyce is my nigga. Yeah, Boyce is my dude. I just don't want Boyce to say something that's completely incorrect like that. Yeah, I just don't want my brother to say something that's completely incorrect like that. But yeah, we cool. Boyce is my dude. Boyce is my nigga. But I digress. Let me get on some of these calls. A lot of folks are calling up. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, what's cracking with you, TQ? This Steve from Compton, man.
What's up, Steve from Compton? How you doing, fam? Steve, don't you live in Texas
I'm
now?
Good. Yeah, I'm still out here. Yeah. That's why I was calling. I wanted to know, are you still having a little homeless food drive this year out here?
I do want to do that. I got to get with my staff and see if we can put that together and see if we can get it cracking. Do you got some intel on how we can make that pop off?
I mean, you were talking about you don't want to hit Skid Row because they kind of thirsty, but yeah.
Yeah, I would do Skid Row. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Skid Row. Yeah, I don't have.
All right, so what are you talking about? Like Thanksgiving, Christmas?
Probably around that time. You know, I want to see if I can get that organized in between all this other stuff I got going on. But I got to go over it with my staff and all that stuff. So, you know, I keep people posted on it.
All right, no doubt.
Good looking out, man.
Hey, man, another thing I want to say. Hey, man, Star was on that that H5 and the AC5.
What happened?
I was hearing people, Star was, you know what I'm saying, hold out on that AC5, man. I was hearing people talking about bringing out AC5, man, anything AC4 you.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to feel like it's starting to be entertainment instead of people really getting the message that we need to get on this grind, man. Like, taking it and really use it as a tool instead of entertainment, you feel me?
Yeah, but yeah, Hidden Color 5 ain't coming no time soon. I promise you that. I mean, shit. You know.
Hey, another thing, hey, you ever thought about putting all the stuff you didn't use, you know what I'm saying, on one little tape?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking like
all the old tapes.
Yeah, I was thinking about possibly doing some behind-the-scenes stuff, but again, that's later on down the line. Doing these films, it's not as easy as motherfuckers think it is. It takes a lot of damn work to sit up and, you know, do all the editing. It takes a lot of work, so none of that stuff is coming anytime soon. But I keep people posting on when it's coming, though. But thanks for the call, fam. Yeah. People think it's easy. It looks easy because everything runs smooth, but man, y'all don't know the work it takes to, it takes a lot of work to do these documentaries. Documentary films, and I've said it before, are more difficult to do than narrative films. Because narrative films, you can just film, edit, and that's it. Documentary films, you gotta travel, you gotta film on location, then you gotta film some B-roll stuff, sometimes you gotta film reenactment stuff, and then after all the interviews you film, you gotta do the research and then get the stock footage and the historical footage to put on top of that. That's the tedious part right there. That is the tedious part right there. So it takes a lot, man. Somebody asked about Judge Olu Stevens. Shout out to Brother Olu Stevens. This is a great brother right here. Olu Stevens, and I'm glad somebody brought that up. Olu Stevens, black judge out there in Kentucky, he stands up to systematic white supremacy. He doesn't allow the bullshit in his courtroom, and because he shuts down a lot of systematic white supremacy, they're trying to punish this brother. They just suspended him for 90 days without pay. So, you know, we got to really look out for our people. You know, so we got to look out for our folks and not let people railroad them and try to stall them out. And what we wanted to do, a lot of people started putting up GoFundMe pages trying to send money directly to Brother Olu Stevens. So he came out publicly and he said, hey, you know, can't nobody send no money directly to me now because, you know, they're watching. And they might have a problem and they might try to use that. So he had to publicly say, you know, everybody, you know, chill out with the GoFundMe pages trying to send me money directly because people might have a, you know, the powers that be. You know, so what we do over at Melanoid Nation, because again, when these white supremacists, when they murder us and kill us, you know, they find ways to get money to them. Oh, they find little loopholes and all this stuff to take care of him and all that stuff. And, you know, with Zimmerman and all these people, he's been profiting and being rewarded for the death of Trayvon Martin for years. He's still getting rewarded. So, you know, they always try to throw the bullshit at us. But what we did, Melanoid Nation, we got a GoFundMe page going, and you guys can Google that. And the funds are going directly to Melanoid Nation, because we have a certified nonprofit organization. We can do with the funds as we wish. So what we're doing, we're going to just spread the word of justice. You understand that? We're getting the money to spread the word of justice. We're going to promote justice with the donations that we're getting. We're going to promote justice for black judges and black public officials who put in work. So we're just going to really spread awareness and raise awareness. That's what we're using the funding for, to spread awareness. You got it? What's up, Trag? I see Trag in the room. What's up, Trag? Yeah, so we're spreading awareness. So you can Google our GoFundMe. Oh, you can go follow me on Facebook. And you can help spread awareness by donating to that. Just spread the word. We're just spreading awareness. Through Melanoid Nation, we're just spreading awareness. Got it? But I digress. Let's get another call. Let's see who's going in before I get into the topic of the show. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good, Tariq? This is CB from the Bay. I met you out in Berkeley. Hey. I got a quick question. My brother is older than me, and he's dealing with a woman that has gave him the seven layers of disrespect, as you spoke about earlier. And he's pretty much jumped on my girlfriend. I'm just wondering.
Wait. Start where you're breaking up. Now, what happened? He's getting disrespected by a chick, and what happened?
And pretty much his girlfriend, my brother's girlfriend, fought my girlfriend. But my girlfriend pretty much defended herself. She didn't fight back. She just kind of pushed her off. And my girlfriend's cool with it now, but at the same time, I'm just wondering, should I charge my brother to the game just because he wasn't conducting his game as tight? Because I really look at my brother like it's his fault.
So your brother's chick, how long has he been dealing with her?
My brother met this girl off Instagram, and he's been dating her for 2 years.
Okay. He met her off Instagram. He's been dating her for 2 years. Oh, Lord. And now this chick is jumping on everybody in the goddamn family.
Yes, like she's 30 and she's 35. My brother's 25, so he's dealing with this older girl. She has like some type of, she has a lot of baggage. And I think my brother is like real desperate just to be in a relationship. So I don't even think his mind is properly comprehending like reality. And it's to the point now where I want to be my brother's ass just because he's simping so hard. But I feel like that's definitely not the answer. But
well, your brother's going to have to learn the hard way. So you're going to have to, if your brother's going to have this violent ass hood rat who's trying to fight you and the family and him, and he ain't learning, then you got to just, you and your girl going to have to stay away from your brother and his chick and let him deal with that on his own if he's not going to wake up. You can't wake another motherfucker up. They're going to have to want to wake up. And you don't want to bring your chick around this violent, crazy hood rat. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to jump on your lady, and you don't need all that bullshit. You got to charge your brother to the game. You know, you go into the family reunion, and it's like on some shit. You know, it sounds like this. Hold on.
Oh, I got a pee, Lord.
Oh, this is the family reunion. Hold on. Everything is cool, and then some shit like this.
Oh, Sharkeesha!
Oh my God, Sharkeesha!
Hold up, no,
Sharkeesha, no! Don't kick her, Sharkeesha! Don't kick her.
So that's your family reunion. You got Sharkeesha at the fucking family reunion. So you know,
it worse, man. Her name is similar to Sharkeesha too, man. That's a sad thing.
What's her name? What's her name, by the way?
Man, her name is Shandela.
No!
Man, I seen the name on paper. My brother told me her name. I'm looking at my brother like, are you serious? And he's dead-ass serious.
Shandela.
And another thing, Tariq, I'm wondering, are women from New Orleans, are they fucking crazy? My mom's from New Orleans. My mom be on some crazy shit, too. But I'm wondering, because my brother, he picked her up from New Orleans. It didn't know anything about her background. Brought her to California. And now she has, like, a clean slate. So he must have thought she was, like, some type of angel. And I looked her up on the internet, and she has like aggravated battery assaults from 2011. I don't think my brother knows any of her history. I think he just picked her up and just pretty much started fresh with her, not knowing anything about her.
Niggas be getting these out of state chicks and not knowing their background. That's why these chicks are so amped to move up out of state so they can start off fresh. So niggas don't know about their felonies and assault charges and they hoeing charges and all that stuff. A lot of folks from that area. Yeah, so they don't know telling what this chick is in. And she's 35 and she's on the dumb shit. She got any kids?
Oh no, that's another thing. She has no kids. I'm sure she's pregnant. I mean, yeah, she probably had a lot of abortions, but
she has
no kids.
Oh yeah, that's
she's like fully covered in she's like fully covered in tattoos from like her neck all the way down. So like it's hard to look at.
Oh yeah, that's a chick that sold some pussy out there in New Orleans somewhere. Oh yeah, find out, holler at some pimps out there in New Orleans and see if you know her name ring a bell. Shandela's name ring a bell, because that sounds like
I'm gonna hit my uncle. My uncle be sending a few, so I'm gonna hit my uncle and ask like. I'm going to ask my uncle.
Yeah, ask them, holler at some of them New Orleans players and see if her name rings a bell. Somebody down there in the game knows her. They know what's up with her. But thanks for the call, fam.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Have a nice night.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that chick done been down there doing something strange for some change. She done kicked in some abortion so it wouldn't mess with that track money. Oh, yeah, stripping my ass. She's beyond stripper. That sounds like somebody who done worked the track. Somebody who done took off the low heels and put on the hoe heels. Somebody who put 10 toes down on them bricks. You dig? Oh, my goodness. But let's talk about today's topic. Let's talk about today's topic is suspected white supremacist snitches. That's today's topic. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about dealing with suspected white supremacist snitches. Now, this is about Malia Obama, Obama's daughter, President Obama's daughter. Now, there was a big story a few weeks ago when Malia Obama went to Lollapalooza during the Democratic National Convention. Because at the Republican National Convention, you had Donald Trump and he had all of his kids by all them different women, by the way. That's another thing. Folks don't get that. Donald Trump got a bunch of kids by several different women. Now, if Obama had a bunch of kids by a bunch of different women, oh, he would have been all types of thug, hoodlum, baby daddies, all types of shit. But Donald Trump got babies by all types of women. Just as ratchet as he can be. Just like them Palins, like Sarah Palin's family. They conduct themselves like trailer trash hillbillies, but nobody bats an eye. But at the Democratic National Convention, you know, all the Obama kids weren't there. Malia was at Lollapalooza in Chicago, and there was video of her hanging out with a lot of her white female friends. And Malia Obama was out there. And when I saw the video of her, I said, this girl looked like she's high as a kite. I said, these white girls done gave her something. I could tell she was high from them whack fucking dance moves Malia was doing. That girl can't dance a lick. She's trying to twerk and show her little ass. And she started doing this little cerebral palsy twerk. It looked horrible. I'm like, oh God, this girl ain't got no black friends. My goodness. So people were making a big deal out of her little twerking or attempted twerk. I wouldn't even call it a real twerk. That wasn't a twerk. It was an attempted twerk. And another video and some photos came out yesterday of Malia actually looking like she was smoking weed at Lollapalooza. And all the white supremacists started to get all nutty and crazy. Oh, look at her smoking that weed. Oh, Obama's, he's a bad parent. Michelle Obama's a bad parent. Look at her out there smoking weed. And understand, you know, Chicago, Illinois, they just decriminalized marijuana use. So you can take that for what it's worth. So the white supremacists are making this real big deal out of her smoking a little weed. And if we're going to be outraged about that, I mean, come on now. Let's look at those Bush twins, George Bush's daughters, those drunk ass daughters who were doing all types of fighting and getting drunk driving, just everything. Those were some of the most ratchetest ass girls you ever want to see. Those Bush twins. And hell, let's look at Bush. If we're going to talk about some damn drug use, I mean, there's years been talk about George W. Bush's cocaine use, if we're going to go there. Or we could go into Bill Clinton's weed use. And don't Bill Clinton have like a real ratchet-ass drunk alcoholic brother, a cokehead brother? Like Roger Bush, not Roger Clinton. Don't Bill Clinton have a... Where's the chat room? Where's the chat room? Don't Bill Clinton have like a real ratchet ass brother named Roger who's always getting into some bullshit that they sweep under the rug? I mean, damn. if we're going to get into relatives on the bullshit. Where the chat room? Where's the chat room? I could have swore it was Clinton who had that old fucked up ass brother that was fucking up all over the place. I mean, so all of them. Yeah, Roger Clinton. So Roger, somebody in the chat room said Roger Clinton just got arrested again. Oh, so we're not going to play that game of relatives doing something low-key ratchet. We need to look at everybody. Somebody said Roger Clinton was on meth. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. So, yeah, a lot of these folks, man, got ratchet relatives that's on the bullshit. Yeah, and Roger Clinton was always arrested on DUIs. But again, you know, we're going to go into the children of these people and the ratchet behavior, because nobody tops them Bush twins. I mean, they used to get into shit all the time. I think there's a whole book out about their ratchetness. But that's neither here nor there. You know, they're going to besmirch the image of, you know, us anyway. But my problem is, and black children have to understand something. Because the person who snitched on Malia was a white girl who was out there low-key filming. And her name was Jordan Selwyn. I think that's her name. That's how you pronounce her name. Her name was Jordan Selwyn. You spell it, that's the whitest name ever. The name is J-E-R-R-D-I-N Selwyn. S-E-L-W-I-N. Now, this suspected white supremacist, Jordan, did something that a lot of suspected white supremacists do. They get around black folks and engage in certain behavior and then snitch the black people out. This is a common tactic of suspected white supremacists. This is what black folks, especially black youths, should always understand. You cannot go out here and do certain things with your so-called white friends because you don't know who among them are suspected white supremacists. You don't know. You can't do the same shit they do. I tell black youths this all the time. I tell my own children this all the time. You can't do what they do because people in the dominant white society, they can do things and they get a pass. They can do almost anything and get a pass because we live in a system called white supremacy. And in that system of white supremacy, white people get passes for doing certain shit. And many people are very aware of this, and these are your suspected white supremacists. And a lot of times, black folks try to engage in certain things. You think that you are an honorary white person, and then you get a rude awakening. You get a wake-up call. Now, Malia should have known better. Out there doing that goofy fucking twerking and getting high with her little white buddies. You should have known somebody was going to snitch you out. You should have known that. So this little slick-ass suspected white supremacist Jordan sat up there laughing and grinning, secretly taping her, and Jordan ran to the tabloids selling the footage. She ran to the tabloids selling the footage, and they've admitted this, some of these tabloids that she gave the footage to. She got online saying, "Hey, my name is Jordan. I got proof that Malia was smoking weed. I got the pictures and the video to prove it." I mean, she was bragging about being a goddamn snitch. Black folks, I don't know why y'all don't understand. You can't do any kind of dirt around suspected white supremacists. You just can't do it. OJ learned that the hard way, didn't he? O.J. Simpson, who should have took his ass out of the country and been living in Dubai somewhere, but he wanted to stay out here and be the juice, when his suspected white supremacist friends, quote unquote, said, "Hey, O.J., we know who can, how you can get your stuff back that was stolen." This suspected white supremacist, well, not even suspected, I think he's a full-out white supremacist, who set OJ up. He set OJ up. This dude had hidden audio recordings all over the place. He knew that he was going to get OJ caught up, and OJ fell right into it. They've been trying to get OJ caught up for years, and his little suspected white supremacist buddies set him on up and got him locked up on some bullshit. You can't do any kind of dirt with a suspected white supremacist. All of them are snitches when it comes to you. Now, the thing is about the suspected white supremacists, they never snitch on other white supremacists. That's the key. Suspected white supremacists, they hold secrets of other suspected white supremacists. They hold on to that for life. They'll hold on to their secrets until the grave. They never tell on each other. They keep secrets. They never rat each other out. They're very loyal. They understand a code between other suspected white supremacists. That's why they never even admit to white supremacy. They never even admit to racism. Whenever something racist happens, they take up for each other and deflect for each other. That's part of their code. They never snitch on each other. They never testify against each other. But when it comes to you, black folks, they run throwing you under the bus. They love getting you caught up out there doing some dirt so they can go snitch on you. You know, the same thing happened with Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina. God rest her soul. That sister passed. But remember, before she died, she was at some party with some white friends, and they secretly took pictures of her sniffing cocaine. Go look that up. They secretly took pictures of her sniffing cocaine and then leaked the pictures. They don't do that to each other. They love doing that to you, black folks. You get around them and they secretly taping you and filming you and then leaking the shit. They love doing that, and black folks ain't caught on yet. Suspected white supremacists are snitches when it comes to us. I learned that early on in the game. Hell, I learned that as a child. I learned as a child that we can't do the same things that people in the dominant society can do. I remember as a small child, I was in school. Some of my white friends, we were all running around during between classes, hitting lockers, making noise with lockers. My white buddies were doing it. They'd make run down the hall, hitting the lockers real loud, laughing. I'm like, okay, shit, this is funny. So I engage in it. I start hitting the lockers with them. So the white principal singles me out, and I get suspended. None of the other people I was following got suspended. I was the only one who got suspended for hitting lockers, making noise. I learned right there, oh, okay, there's a different set of rules. I learned that early. There's a different set of rules for me as a melanoid person. And I never forgot that. And this has been shown repeatedly over and over, that there's a different set of rules. People in the dominant white society can get away with almost anything without punishment, but you will get reprimanded for the most minor infraction. So the thing is, Malaya got her wake-up call. See, Obama and all these people, they're not saying anything about systematic white supremacy. They just kind of let it go on, and now it has tapped into their own family. That's why I'm not defending anybody, because Obama should have been more of a courageous person to say something and stand up against systematic white supremacy. Now it's seeping into their family. But even in the game, I knew dudes, and I talked about this before. I've seen dudes sit up and talk about street business and there's certain white dudes hanging around. And I'm like, wait a minute, y'all need to stop talking. Because I've seen dudes sit up. I talked about this before. I was with some buddies of mine, some hustlers, and they were chopping up some street shit. They were chopping up game. It was this, one of their white friends was in the room, like an older white dude sitting in the room with a damn overcoat on. I'm like, y'all don't know this motherfucker's snitching? Y'all can't tell that this dude is like low-key recording? I mean, the dude just looked like a snitch. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all dudes? The dude looks like a damn narc or snitch. Y'all can't sit a... Come on, man. I don't give a fuck how down these people act. See, that's the thing with the white supremacists, man. The white supremacists, they act all down. They'll do shit with you and get you comfortable. They'll be out there smoking weed with you, popping mollies with you, hitting the joint, hitting the cocaine with you. And they get you comfortable because you think that they're down, but they know they can get away with it and you can't. So they have no problem snitching on you because they ain't going to get punished. They can do all the cocaine in the world. They ain't going to get punished. We live in a system called white supremacy. So yeah, they can do all the coke in the world. Nothing is going to happen to them, but they know they can come up off throwing you under the bus, especially if you're a well-known black person. Especially if you're a well-known black person. They have no problem snitching on you. So that's something that black folks are going to have to learn. You need to tell your children this. Especially if you got children who go to white schools and all this stuff. Let them know you cannot do the same thing your suspected white supremacist friends can do. You can't go out here and do the same kind of dirt a suspected white supremacist can do. Because not only will you get caught up, they're going to snitch on you. Especially if the shit gets hot for them. Especially if it gets hot for them. If it gets hot for them, they're snitching on your ass. They have no problem slumming with you, black folks. Black folks don't understand this. You think somebody is down because they out there slumming with you and twerking with you. They know that's just a phase they're going through. They got a whole system that's going to look out for them when they fuck up. You don't. There's a system that's going to look out for fucking you up. There's a system that's going to demonize you for every minor mistake you make as a black person, and your suspected white supremacist friends know this. They have no problem talking you into doing dumb shit because there's not going to be any repercussions for them, and when you get caught up, they ain't going to do shit. They're not going to help you. That's the reality of the game. This is something that black folks are really going to have to understand. So y'all think these Justin Biebers, that's why I do not like Justin Bieber. He gets around black folks and does all the old ratchet shit, but Justin Bieber, the minute he gets around his white friends, he starts telling nigga jokes, which we've seen a few times on video. See, black folks, collectively, our self-esteem is so low, the minute we get around some white people and they show us attention, we so happy we'll do any goddamn thing. We'll do coke, molly, get a train ran on you, do anything just to get accepted. And we got to cut that low self-esteem bullshit out. Malaya should have known better, just being out there with her little ratchet white friends, engaging in the bullshit. Knowing they were going, well, not knowing, but just being naive to the fact that they were going to get her caught up like that. And shame on Barack for not giving the daughter the game. See, that's what happens, brother. White supremacy comes into your household and bites you in the ass, and it gets your children. Let me see who's on the phone here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, man? This is Jay from Atlanta, man.
Hey, how you doing, Jay? What's on your mind, man?
Man, you know, normally I would be on some, you know, empowerment, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I got a real problem, man.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
I got a chick stalking me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I cut contact with this woman. about 5 months ago. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dealt with her. I ain't talked to her. But I get to the house yesterday. I'm pulling up with my chick, my now chick, great looking chick. You know what I'm saying? We vibing. We getting to the crib, smiling. Gonna get out the car, go to the house, kick it.
Okay.
Why I see this bitch ride up and down my street? She stopped in front of my house. And I'm like, I'm not going to act like I don't see her. So I walk up to her. I'm like, man, you need to get the fuck out of here right now. I ain't seen her in months, but I know the bitch is around. I know she around. I go to the gas station, or I might see her car just pass on the main street. You know what I'm saying? She stayed on a different side of town than me. I'm on the south side. She stayed like in the downtown area. There's no reason for her to be out here by the airport. I don't know what to do, dog.
And now, how long ago did you stop messing with this chick, the stalking chick?
I never really dealt with her seriously. I just, you know what I'm saying, I smashed a few times.
Okay, so this
and
is...
And I kept
this...
it G with her. I never lied to her about nothing. I let her know, like, I don't fuck with you like that. And it was stupid that I dealt with her, but at the time, I kind of was leaning on her about something that I needed, you know what I'm saying? At the time, I got in a car accident, and I needed to get to work. So I used that with her. She was renting cars or whatever.
So this sounds like a kind of a booger wolf type of chick who you smashed because you were in a time of need, and now you're trying to shake the booger wolf, right?
Basically, but I've been shook her. But I still get this dude still pop up, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, man. Y'all got to stop sticking your dick in these booger wolves, man. Like, what is she, like a 3 or 4?
Nah, she ain't that bad. And, you know, she fucked me up because she was a college graduate. She ran track. She was an AKA. Looked good on paper. But I knew the bitch was crazy. That's why I never really fucked with her that tight. But before I was fucking with her, the bitch was following me to the house. Before I knew about it. So I'm like, this bitch following me to the house? I need rides to work, nigga. I got my money backed up. I got me another car and everything.
There you go.
And here it is biting me at the same time. I done kept a G with her. She done seen me with my bitch. I done kept a G with my bitch. She know what it is. Ain't no lies being told. It's just a crazy bitch. Me and my bitch talking about it like, what the fuck am I to do? Now, I could get a restraining order, but that don't stop her from pulling up.
Now, when was the last time you smashed the chick?
5-6 months ago.
Oh.
Talking like March.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm not playing, though. I cut her off. I had to block her number. Look, dog. The bitch done left food in my mailbox. The bitch is doing crazy shit, dog. I don't know what
she left food in your mailbox?
Luckily, I got a garage. Huh?
She left food in your mailbox?
Yes.
What kind of fucking food is she leaving in the mailbox, player?
She left a slice of pizza in my mailbox, man.
What the fuck does that mean? What's she...
I don't know, nigga.
Is she a fat chick? This sounds like a fat chick. She was probably about to run up to the house.
And
she put the pizza in there to hold it, to keep it warm until she got through stalking. And she was going to eat that shit later. God damn.
She a low-key hood rat. I just didn't see it. Because on paper, I mean, a bitch, they can keep it together enough to graduate school and, you know, do these things.
This your song, huh? This your song right here, player.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. You're going to have a conversation with the Booger Wolf, man, and get her up off your back, man. You need to have a sit-down with her, player. Thanks for the call.
Exactly.
All right, that's enough of that. This shit. All right, that's enough of that. Okay. Let me get another call. That sounded real janky. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, what's up, man? This is Rob from San Diego, man. Can you hear me?
I'm good. I can hear you, man. What's going on with you, Rob?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I need to ask you one or two quick questions. One, how can we discern the fake brothers who really try to push the melanin movement versus the brothers who just using our race, our experience as a cash cow?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is... ain't too much money, and this is another, the people get it really twisted, ain't too much money in empowering black people. Let's be very clear about that. So a lot of times what dudes do, they'll fake the funk for some ass. That's the most they'll get out of it. But ain't a lot of money in empowering black people. I always hear about all the money. It's y'all making money. It's a lot of money. People just making for money. I'm like, what the fuck money are y'all? What money? Now, I make money with my movies because of the production value. You know, I'm a film producer. But as far as just so-called enlightening people and teaching black people the truth, it's not a lot of money in that. If you want to make money, the money is in the damn lies. If you want to talk about some ratchet shit, you want to promote fight videos and twerking and, you know, pussy popping and weed heads and the dumb shit, that's where the money is. The money is in the cooning. If you want to make big dollars, that's where the $1 million contracts come in from being a buck dancing coon. So there's not a lot of money in enlightening black people, the poor and disenfranchised globally. But the thing is, you can get coochie points. And a lot of dudes be out here faking the funk because they can get some herbal tea cooch, or they can get to play the whole polygamy game and say, hey, look, I'm on the Kundalini spirit and I need you as my wives. It's that type of shit. You know? So you got a lot of dudes faking the funk for that. And you got a lot of, and let me say this, there's a lot of dudes out here who are agents, man. A lot of dudes out here are goddamn agents. There's a lot of them. Like when I was in South Carolina, in Charleston, a lot of those niggas are agents. I met a lot of dudes out there who were straight up agents. Also, watch out for some of these organizations like the New Black Panther Party. I'm calling that shit out by name. I'm gonna say it again. That New Black Panther Party, I see a lot of fuckery going on with them dudes. And a lot of people associated with them, including Malik Shabazz. I said it. Malik, I said your name, brother. I hope he's listening. I'm saying your name. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And his folks are from out here in L.A. I'm saying Malik Zulu Shabazz's name. Because of some of those people you're associated with, brother, and some of the stuff I've been hearing you say and post up, I'm calling your name, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And I can go deeper. I can go deeper at another time. But you watch these niggas. A lot of these dudes are goddamn agents, duh. A lot of these dudes. A lot of fuckery going on with them. You watch that Black Panther Party shit. Watch the New Black Panther dudes. There's a lot of fuckery going on with them. But anyway, I digress. What's your other question, right, brother?
My other question. There's a surge on the internet going on about these black women posted talking about black men, you oppress us too, or something like that, from these so-called black feminists. And I looked on one of their pages, and, you know, one of them is like a feminist. She talks about transgender issues. I mean, do you think these also are agents trying to push their agenda?
These are women. Some of them are agents, but most of them are Negro bedwinches who are laying up with a white dick in their mouths, and they're doing their part to keep that white dick in their mouth. Because that white dick has created a little comfort zone for them in the big house. And they don't want to mess that up. They're like, look, fuck fighting for freedom. It's just too hard. This white dick in the mouth, this is kind of easy. I can do this. Let me just get me a comfortable place and I'll help white daddy get you other niggas in line. That's what these so-called pretend black feminists are about. I read an article by one of these pretend black feminists a few days ago, talking about the situation with the our sister Corinne Gaines, talking about how the son was coached into saying the police shot him. This is a black female saying this. One of these pretend black feminists saying, she's writing for a major newspaper, and they put her out there to sit up and say that this boy was coached, which is a damn lie. This kid ain't gonna lie about who the hell shot him. So this just goes to show how demonic these Negro bedwinches are and how much we got to stay away from them. You dig? But thank you for the call, brother. All right. Anyway, y'all, that's been it. That's today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. That is today's episode, family. Somebody said, am I talking about Polite? No, I'm not talking about Polite, but I like Polite. Brother Polite is cool. I'm not talking about Polite at all. What makes you think I'm talking about Polite? I didn't say shit about Polite. You see, I can call a motherfucker's name if I got a problem. Like certain people, I call their names. Like Irritated Genie, I think 100% he's a damn agent. I call a motherfucker's name out. I don't do all that old soft shoe bullshit where I'm real vague. No. So y'all cut that bullshit out. Yeah, I say motherfuckers' names. But you got a lot of agents out here, y'all. There's a lot of agents out here. And you watch the stuff you see online. All of these extra pro-black pages, those are usually agents. Because a lot of these niggas, you notice a lot of these fake pro-black pages, they will try to demonize the work of people who are doing progressive things. Like, for me, a lot of these people, and a lot of them are connected to Crispy, by the way, too. But you see, there's certain niggas who will go through all of my old footage from like all my old Ustream shows and try to pick and choose certain things. They'll pick and choose a clip from about 10 years ago and then go make a YouTube video out of it and put some kind of fake title on it. Like, hey, look, Tariq said he gonna sleep with some white women. And then put that on, and then the fake Hotep pages got like fake outrage over it, as if that's going to somehow sully my name, which the shit never works. It always backfires. So that's agent type shit right there. That's agent shit right there. And they do that a lot with my old shit. They go back to find 10-year-old shit, quotes, to take quotes out of context. Just like that Brooke Hogan shit. That's another thing that these fake Hotep niggas are holding on to. On my old Ustream shows, there was a running joke about me fucking Brooke Hogan. I kept making a joke about me, I'm gonna take Brooke Hogan to the Soul Train Award. That was like an old running joke that I had because she had a song I like. So these fake ass niggas got a like a 2-minute clip. Tariq sleeping with the devil. He wants to sleep with the beast. This is why niggas like that, these goofy ass niggas, will get you caught up. It's clickbait shit. It's really clickbait, troll, trying to sully my work type of shit. That never works. Black folks aren't that stupid. See, they have to depend on black folks being stupid. Because people who listen to my shit, they know what it is. But a lot of them, they try to talk at us like we're stupid, like we're going to fall for the dumb shit. And we got to watch niggas like that. Real talk. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode. Let me get off the show. Join me this Sunday live on Ustream. We're going to chop it up as we always do. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Y'all have a good evening, fam. It's been real.